Mr. Daw, thank you for joining me today. What is the state of food and agriculture in the region?
Well, food and agriculture in Asia and the Pacific is, I would say, in a reasonably healthy state, although there's also room for improvement. The prevalence of undernourishment in the region has declined from about 24% in 1990 to 13.4% now. And so this is about on pace to reach the Millennium Development Goal target of cutting this share in half by 2015. So that's the good news. But there's also some not so good news, and that is that even if the target's reached, that's still going to leave more than 500 million people in the region who don't have access to sufficient dietary energy to live a healthy life. And on top of that, there's millions who have sufficient dietary energy but suffer from micronutrient deficiencies. And then we also have food safety becoming an increasingly important problem. The agriculture sector has been growing pretty rapidly in much of the region, especially East and Southeast Asia, and that's contributed to the decline in undernourishment. But there are challenges ahead for agriculture as well.
So what would you say are the main challenges?
Well, population growth and dietary diversification due to the very rapid economic growth in the region are really creating large strains on the ability of our ecological systems to produce sufficient quantities of food at prices that are affordable for the poor. Land and water are becoming increasingly scarce. Climate change will continue to create more uncertainty for farmers, and biofuels might add to crop demand. On top of that, oil and food prices will remain volatile and difficult to predict.
How can these challenges be addressed?
Well, some people argue that production doesn't need to increase because there's already enough food in the world to go around, or because large quantities of food are lost or wasted. Now, both those statements are true, but they don't mean that it's not important to produce more food. It's true that there's enough food to eradicate hunger if it were distributed equally, but there's no existing mechanism to do that. And although food losses and waste are obviously important, there's a high degree of uncertainty that surrounds the precise magnitude of these losses and waste. And more important, much of the loss and waste may not be recoverable in a cost-effective manner, or recovery may rely on behavioral changes that are difficult to bring about. So if we're going to feed a growing world population, and one that's also richer, there's really no option but to sustainably intensify crop production at the same time that we try to reduce losses and waste and improve social protection systems that improve the access of the poor to food.
And what specifically do governments need to do?
I want to say governments need to do several things. First, it's important to realize that most of the investment in agriculture comes from the private sector. So governments need to create an enabling environment for that private investment, which, among other things, includes a stable macroeconomy, transparent laws that are enforced, and a minimum of bureaucratic procedures. But governments also need to regulate that investment to ensure that it's environmentally responsible and respects the rights of the poor, especially with regard to land. Then in terms of spending, governments have limited funds, so they need to be very careful with subsidies and focus their spending on key public investments, rural roads, rural education and health care, and scientific agricultural research and development. All of those have been shown to substantially reduce poverty and increase agriculture production and productivity.